The next patient is Kathy Sanders. The last name is S-A-N-D-E-R-S. This is a clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease that has been difficult to diagnose precisely because of the alteration in the hemodynamics, period. The patient has ulcerative colitis and she has a severe diarrhea. She developed acute kidney injury related to a pre-renal azotemia, had to go to the hospital. And the patient has been recovering of the condition ever since. Today comes for the follow-up in the laboratory workup. We found out that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.1 a BUN of 22 and an estimated GFR that is up to 54 mL per minute. In the protein creatinine ratio is 500. The patient could not tolerate the Kerendia, developed several problems that she thought were associated with the Kerendia, and she mentioned one of them was hypokalemia. That is very unlikely because of the known effect of secondary effect of hyperkalemia associated to this medication. We are going to continue monitoring the kidney function. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure reading 130/78. The patient has remained with a body weight of 115 pounds, very stable lately. Following number, the patient has a history of hypothyroidism. She's taking levothyroxine, 200 milligrams, bad, 200 micrograms on daily basis. But the TSH is very low. We are going to adjust the dose to 175 micrograms on daily basis, and we'll repeat the thyroid profile in a couple of months. Following number. Type 2 diabetes, excuse me, type 1 diabetic mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C, with the hemoglobin A1C of 7.1. Following number, ulcerative colitis. The ulcerative colitis has been active. Dr. P.J. Patel is following the case. P.J. Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Following number. The patient has a urinary tract infection with E. coli. The main concern is that the patient is allergic to amoxil, cephalosporins, quinolones. So we don't have an alternative to deal with this problem on outpatient basis. The patient is not symptomatic at the present time. We're going to use a home remedy, mixing vinegar with water just to be used, especially at night when she says that she loses the control of the sphincters and has diarrhea. She sleeps with the diaper. Following number, gastroesophageal disease on famotidine. Following number, nicotine dependence. The patient has nephrolithiasis that is non-obstructive. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested $6,000 17 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital, plus the current laboratory workup, and the face-to-face and discussing the all the physical examination findings as well as the face-to-face and interview were 25 minutes and in the documentation 9 minutes. Revaluation in a couple of months.